Blog Talk Radio.
Isaac and Yaqub, and we get a plus on us, meaning we study us too. We study our ancient ones, what mistakes they made to get us all in the situation that we find ourselves in universally, captive. We find out how we can reverse engineer that process and get close to the Most High. It's true. And so if you're interested and studying with us, and you want solutions, you want answers, you want to know what's happening, which way is up, and what time it is. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub is which way is up, what's happening, and what time it is. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. But before we get started in our studies, in deep Baram, a lot of you like to call it Deuteronomous. That Greek word is not the true title for this book. Devarim. Katria told me that. Devarim. I'm getting good at this. Devarim. It means mosaic. Words for mosaic. As a matter of fact, a review of what we've been through, our ancient ones. And further information for our brothers and sisters, our ancient ones, and certainly for us too. So turn to chapter 3 of that now. We'll start there. But before we get started, I simply want to make some statements in regards to some issues I feel that are pertinent as far as poverty is concerned. That's why the Most High tells us, hey, there folks ain't gonna do nothing for you. You need to do something for yourself. You need to gather yourselves together. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your widows, orphans, your those in need, and learn to do good. See, that's a solution now, isn't it? They've told me the poverty for children twice as much as it was before COVID-19. I can believe it. You see, these people, these Roman-like politicians, hadn't learned anything from their ancestors. They're more prone to buy armory, weaponry, and they learn to, and they're more, have a tendency to share their weaponry with the Ukrainians and so on, to the tunes of billions and trillions of dollars. Let you ask some food stamps or whatnot, or whatever, as far as your little children are concerned, you know what they'll tell you? Have them babies. We don't believe in abortions, but we ain't going to feed them as badasses. Although I don't believe in abortion. But isn't it hypocritical? Yeah, have all the babies you want to buy. By golly, by all means. But we ain't going to give you no extra food. I know your little children now suffering, but hey, that's the way it is. You know, come on now. But that's why it's imperative that we do something for ourselves. It's true. The Most High left that in place. That's the solution. Gathering yourself together. And not simply to gather oneself, simply for the sake of gathering oneself together. It's to do something with the gathering. Be it crying out to the Most High for our ancients and for ourselves. Be it gathering ourselves together to put some tools and foods together to help ourselves. Gathering ourselves together. Simply do good by one another. That is a solution. Praise Yah. And also, in Libya, there was a flash flood storm to the degree of a humongous thing. And it was so quick and so powerful. See how Yah is? So quick, so powerful, you never see it coming. To the effect that it caused flash flooding. Well, 5,300 people has been predicted to have lost their lives in just that short period of time, and 10,000 are missing. Bodies all over the place. Keep them in mind in your prayers. And don't get beside yourselves. It could happen to you too. And as I said, these Roman-like politicians, they are trying to indict their president, Biden, for something his son did, which has nothing, he wasn't even president at the time. But they're trying to indict him. But, you know, it just goes to show these Roman-like politicians hadn't learned anything from the ancients. And they're right back at it. I'm not surprised in the least bit. And neither should you be. So before we get started, now, so I simply want to say, I want to thank Brother Cartrell for being consistent in his work for the Most High and his love for the Most High and his love for his brothers and sisters. Sister Abia. Some of you other fellow students out there who knows the importance of your relationship with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. The importance of your relationship with one another. And that you shouldn't take them for granted. This is how the format goes tonight. I'm going to introduce Gautrell. We're going to get into our studies. And after we've completed our studies, I'm going to bring anybody else on. Heads up to share one rap. Praise God. Bless his holy name. Gautrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless you, my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yahshua, Ari, Shalom, Shalom. May the Most High bless you. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, brother. May he bless you too, brother. Praise you.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, said a mouthful, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny how other people gather when they have disasters. Like you mentioned Libya and Morocco.
Right.
And you watch them, they rally as a people to help their people.
Exactly.
We've been in disaster for 400 years and we still can't get together.
And what a shame. What a shame.
But one day our backs are going to be pressed against the wall because we're going to be forced to work together, be together, and help each other.
Exactly.
That's the buzz, boy. Because they had the pass.
Oh, yeah. We know about them, Gautrell.
Yeah. They don't come around until the show come on. <It's funny. laughs> I think the alphabet boys be sending them by just to mess up the wavelength a little bit.
Oh, yeah. That's all that is, brother. Those negative and toxic vibes.
I ain't heard these guys all day. As soon as I'm talking on the phone in real talk, here they come.
Here they
but
come.
But I ain't going now. Huh?
Oh, here they come.
Yeah, we got to wake up Jacob, man, because Jacob is deep in a deep sleep.
And, exactly.
We have to come together. Most I said if we follow the path that he gave us, that we would lend to many nations and not borrow. So we're in a position of wanting to borrow, but they won't even lend to us because we ain't got nothing to pay back.
Exactly.
But we could change that. We have to change that. Especially for the sake of our children.
Exactly. We could, Gautrell, only if we wholly trusted in Yah and take the initiative and stop being so complacent. It's true.
No doubt, fam. No doubt.
No doubt. Well, Gautrell, are you done with your commentaries?
Yes, sir.
Okay, turn to chapter 3. A lot of you call it Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy. A Greek word, that's not what I'm talking about here. It's Deuteronomy. It rolls off your tongue. I like it like that. Praise God. Chapter 3. We're on to defeat. The king of Bashan. We've already defeated King Sihon, and now we're on to defeat King Og. Then we turned and went to the up the road to Bashan, and Og, king of Bashan, came out against us. He and all his people to battle at Edrei. And Yah said to me, Moses speaking, and it applies to all of us, do not fear him, for I have delivered him and all his people and his land into your hand. You should do to him as you did to Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt at Heshbon. So Yah Elohim also delivered unto our hands, or king of Bashan, with all his people. We attacked him. Until he had no survivors remaining. We took all of his cities at that time. There was not a city which we did not take from them. 60 cities, all the region of Og-Gor, the kingdom of Og and Bashan. All these cities were fortified with high walls, gates, bars, beside a great many rural towns. We utterly destroyed them. We did to Sihon, king of Heshbon, utterly destroying the men, women, and children of every city. A lot of these ladies said that. Oh, Yom Suk, that's rather harsh. But hey, y'all, you ain't either. You just do what you're told. Okay? You can't question y'all. On their regard, you certainly can't question him in your regard. But all the livestock and the spoil of the cities, we took his booty for ourselves. And at that time, we took the land from the hand of the two kings of the Amorites. These were Amorite kings who were on this side of the Jordan, from the river Arnon to Mount Hermon. The Sidonians called Hermon Shion, and the Amorites call it Shinir. All the cities of the plain, all Gilead, and all Bashan as far as Salcos, and Idri, cities of the kingdom of Og and Bashan. For only Og, king of Bashan, remained of the remnants of the giants. These were giants that we attacked and we defeated. Yeah, they were giants. Yes, go ahead, Katri.
A lot of interesting things here, because Mount Hor, Mount Hermon, you know about Mount Hermon? They say that Mount Hermon is where the fallen angels came down to the earth.
Okay.
They also say that King Og, king of Bashan, he was one of the Nephilim, one of the giants.
Mm-hmm.
They said he hung onto the ark and survived the flood.
Mm-hmm.
I find that interesting. He's one of the giants. They say he hung onto Noah's ark and survived the flood.
Mm-hmm.
That's the legend about him.
I wouldn't doubt it.
So in the ninth verse, they stop to tell you what people call Mount Hermon, because
mm-hmm.
Mount Hermon is renowned for having mysterious properties. And the legend is that the fallen angels came down on Mount Hermon.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Thank you, Katri. Now, for only King Or of Bashan remained of the remnants of the giants. Indeed, his bedstead was an iron bedstead. It is not in Rabbah of the people of Amnon. This bed was 9 cubits in length and 4 cubits. This is a big fellow. According to the Shaq looked like a little boy under him. According to the standard cubits, every big fella that you could think of, every big basketball player, football player, whatever kind of player you want to call it, they look like little children under this fella. It's a big fella. Imagine the people being remnants of him. They were big fellows, big ladies, but we defeated them. We had no fear. Our young folks knew no fear. They didn't have that toxicity and poison impeding them. And their trust in the Most High gave the wherewithal to defeat this giant and the remnants of his land, King Og. Praise Yah. The land of the east of Jordan divided after this defeat of these two kings. The land which was possessed to, at that time, from Aora, which is by the river Arnon, and half the mountain of Gilead and its cities, I gave to the Reubenites, the tribe of Reuben, and the Gadites, the tribe of Gad. The rest of Gilead and all Bashan, the kingdom of Og, I gave to half the tribe of Manasseh. All the region of Og, with all Bashan, was called the land of the giants. Oh, I ain't talking about the green giant. Jor, the son of Manasseh, took all the region of Argob, as far as the border of the Gosherites and the Makatites, and called Bashan after his own name, Havoth Jor, to this day. Also, I gave Gilead to Makor, and to the Reubenites and the Gadites, I gave from Gilead as far as the river Arnon, in the middle of the river, as the Jordan, as far as the river Jabbok, the border of the people of Amnon, our cousins, The plain also was Jordan as the border from Shinabib, as far as the east side of the sea of Araba, the South Sea, below the slopes of Pisgah. Then I commanded you at that time, Moses said, Yah, your Elohim has given you this land. I didn't give you anything. You didn't give yourself nothing. To possess all your men of valor. To possess all your men of valor shall cross. This is your responsibility because you've been given this land. All your men of valor shall cross before your brethren, the other 10 tribes, the children of Israel. But your wives, your little ones, your livestock, I know that you have much livestock, shall stay in your cities, which I have given you, Yah says, until Yah has given rest. You can't rest until your brothers and sisters rest. A lot of you brothers and sisters got the game twisted. You need to get your mind right. How you saying you rested when your brothers and sisters are in a tailspin? Because you don't understand. This is not about 2.5 tribes. Never been about 2.5 tribes. It's about a whole nation. In order for the 2.5 tribes to rest, their brothers and sisters must acquire that same stuff they got going on for themselves. And that's why I said under the auspices of gathering oneself together. You're not gathering oneself together to be a minute individual splendid thing. You're gathering yourself together to look out for the best interest of the nation, not a tribe, not a half tribe, but the whole nation. And to make sure the nation has this rest and peace. See, our young brothers and young sisters were informed of this in our ancient ways, our early on days when we had our minds right, when we were wholly close to Yah. First and foremost, you must be wholly close to Yah. And secondly, you must have a right spirit. Wholly close to Yah and a right spirit so you can get your mind right. That's the only way you're going to get your mind right. Okay? Otherwise, you're going to be a many individual splendid thing, something special. You'll be a legend in your own mind. Oh, it's true. All you men are
better.
Yes, my brother.
It really shows the beauty of these young, the next generation that came out
exactly.
of Egypt. Because they understood the message. Their fathers asked for that land that they got. And Moses made them make a commitment and a vow. We'll
exactly.
give you the land. But you got to help your brothers get the rest of excuse me.
Right.
You got to help
okay.
your brothers get the rest of the land.
Right.
Not only do you have to help them get the rest of the land, you got to be the first ones over there. You got to be in the forefront of them. Since
yep.
you got yours first, y'all need to be out there first.
Yep, you got to be the shock troops. Put a shock to them. You got to be there first. You the shock troops. Praise y'all. Because one thing, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Your folks in the city, your animals locked all up, everything good, okie-dory. You ain't got nothing on your mind. And these folks right here, your brothers and sisters, they got these little children here. They got the animals with them. They got to focus their attention on several different things at the same time. Your mind should be free of anything, 2.5 tribes. Well, you can focus as the shock troops. So they
exactly.
mind can't. Exactly. Praise y'all. Thank you.
And
Israel.
Like you said, they have so much to worry about, the other tribes. They didn't
right.
have land yet. They had
no.
to fight for the land that they was about to acquire. And
exactly.
the land that the whole nation helped the 2.5 tribes get. It was a joint effort by all the tribes to help these tribes get that part of the land. These
exactly.
cities that they took were built by giants.
Mm-hmm.
You hear them talk about megalithic structures, right?
Right.
These are the type of cities that they came across, cities
right.
with megalithic structures.
Right. It was daunting, like Cottrell said. These were giants. So they didn't build little village structures. They built giant structures. That being said, they had their mind right, our ancient ones. They were focused wholly on the Most High. They loved one another, and they looked out for one another. See, they had the mind right. Praise God. Thank you, Cartrell.
Yeah, and you know, so remember when we were younger, they used to have that TV series on, Land of the Giants?
Yeah, I remember that, Cartrell. I certainly do.
We thought that was fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
But here we're reading in scriptures, they had a place called the Land of the Giants.
Oh, not Green Giant.
Okay.
It's true. Thank you, Cartrell. And he says, but your wives, your little ones, your livestock, I know that you have much livestock, shall stay in your cities, which I have given you, until Yah has given rest to your brethren, as to you, and also possess the land which Yah, your Elohim, is giving them beyond the Jordan. Then each of you, together, gathered in unison, same mind, same status, shall return to his possession, which I have given you. That's the only way you return back to your possession, you 2.5 tribe. They got what you got. I commanded Joshua at that time, saying, your eyes have seen all that Yah, your Elohim, has done to these two kings. So will Yah do to all the kingdoms to which you pass, Joshua. And here's a must, not only for Joshua, it applies to us today. What did he tell Joshua? You must not fear them. We must not fear our Roman-like captives. You want to be like them. You fear them so much, you want to be like them. You want to join the gay parade? You want to prostitute your women? You want to sell drugs and alcohol to your community? You want to take all the unrest from your people because you're full of fear. If you didn't have the fear like Joshua didn't have and those fine young brothers and sisters, you could do some things that were insurmountable because you're inundated with fear of your enemies, your Roman-like governor, your Roman-like senator, your Roman-like congressman, your Roman-like president, your Roman-like Democratic Party, your Roman-like Republican Party, your Roman-like Green Party. You fear them. You want to be just like them. That's why you ain't getting nowhere quick, fast, in a hurry. Yah said, get away from them. Be not like them. You try your best to be like them. Oh, yeah? You say, Yamzu, they let us lead some, yeah, but you don't run nothing. Yeah, they let you lead the gay parade, as long as they're running it. And who wants to be a part of the gay parade anyway? Yeah, they let you lead the Democratic Party and the Republican Party and some of their businesses. But you ain't running nothing. You ain't running the NFL, the NBA. You ain't running a hockey team. You ain't running nothing. You don't own a stock in the company. The only thing you're doing is running your mouths off and not trying to get, looking for each other to argue, fuss, and fight with and sometimes kill. Talking about you love Yah. How so, may I ask you? But what you're doing is nothing in the plan. That's what Yah calls leaning to one own understanding. These young brothers and sisters, and Joshua and Caleb, they were holy, number one. Holy in reliance and dependent upon Yah. Number two, they loved their brothers and sisters as they loved themselves. Because they went to war, the 2.5 tribe, as the shock troops before the 9.5 tribe, to ensure the fact that they got what they got. What about our selfies behind now? I got mine. I don't know nothing about you. You should have worked like I worked. How they gonna work like you work? They're still in captivity. You're still in captivity. Just because they let you be a butler on a plantation, now you think you're running something. That's all you Negroes are. The Negresses are in this society, this Western Hemisphere, under the auspices of universal white race supremacy. You may think you're running something, but be assured of one fact. Whenever the moment they want you to stop running something, they can shut you down any minute. But if you're with Yah, and Yah is with you holy, you're united and gathered in mind with your brothers and sisters, they can't stop you. They know that. You just don't know that. Because you want to be just like them. Praise Yah. You get mad at me all you want. But it's true. That's why it's called the Real Talk for Real People show.
Oh, it's and true. It shows that our ancient fathers knew how to operate as a nation.
Exactly.
If you part of the nation, you got to help set up every tribe. It can't be one tribe for himself. Okay, the nation helped us set up three tribes over here. Now y'all got to help the rest of the nation get their territory. And that would be a beautiful thing if we help set each other up for success, right?
It would be, Katria. We would be successful. It's true, Katria. We would be successful. It's true. Only with each other.
Yourself, not individually, because you can't do it alone.
No.
Some tribes couldn't do it alone. They needed the whole nation to get what they got.
Correct.
And now the nation needs them to get the rest of what we need. And
correcto.
That's how it works.
Correct.
But you left us on a precipice. You left us in a balance.
Mm-hmm.
And Yah told us not to fear. Why should we fear? Why not? These people are bigger and badder than us. Why should we fear? Why has Yah commanded us not to fear?
Because fear is toxic and poison, and it's catching. It's like a disease.
And he gave us the answer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let you read it. Because he gave us the answer why we should not fear.
Okay. All right, then. Let me read it. All right. And I commanded Yahshua at that time, saying, your eyes have seen all that Yah Elohim has done to these two kings. Yah did this.
Okay.
So will Yah do to all the kingdoms to which you pass. Not you.
How many? How many?
All the kingdoms, and not you.
A few? A couple?
No, all of them. No, all of them.
Oh, okay.
You must not fear them.
Why?
For Yah, your Elohim fights for you, bottom line.
Wee!
Bingo!
You realize what's being said there? I don't think our people realize what's being said there.
No, they don't.
But you just read it so powerful out. It's like the best verses in the scripture to me. We ain't got to pick up a sword. We ain't got to pick up a spear. We ain't got to pick up an AK-47. How did Moshe defeat the Egyptians? Him and his brother went in there with shepherd's staffs.
Right.
Against the whole Egyptian army.
Exactly.
Because why? Yah fights our battles for us.
And that's that on that, Katria.
It doesn't matter how big the opposition is.
That's that on that, Katria. No matter how giant the situation looks physically, metaphorically, Yah fights our battles. You ain't got to fear. What are you fearing for? What are you scared for? What do you have trepidations for?
That's why the first generation of Israelites didn't make it, because they didn't let Yah fight their battles for them. And they feared when they shouldn't have feared.
Exactly.
And they should have knew that Yah fights our battles for us, but they watched Yah fight their battles for them, but they still had fear. What was wrong with them? The young generation saw that too. They said, no, we know Yah fights our battles for us. Because he's telling them, you saw what I did to Og and the other king. These guys have never been defeated. That's why the Ammonites and the Moabites were afraid of them. And when we defeated them, they became afraid of us, because they knew if y'all defeated them, y'all must be some super bad people, for real. But it wasn't us that did it. It was the Most High that did it for us. And he going to do it for us? Did he say all, some, or a few? Or did he say all?
All, my brother. All means all.
All means all.
Thank you, brother. And in conclusion, let's go to 1 Mosaic is not allowed to enter the land, nor were they forbidden to enter the land of Canaan. Moses said that I pleaded with Yah at that time, saying, "O Yah Elohim, you have begun to show your servant your greatness and your mighty hand. For what God is there in the heaven or on earth who can do anything like your words and your mighty deeds? I pray." He makes an appeal to Yah. He's been with this nation from his very conception. And he feels the love for the nation. Now that he's afraid to die, Moses is not afraid to die. He just want to be with the people. He just want to be with the people. He learned to grow up rebels without a cause, making a cause. And so that the old head didn't learn the lesson, they died out in the wilderness. But he see these young brothers and young sisters have learned the valuable lesson of nationalhood, the valuable lesson of gather thyself together. And he just want to see a little bit more of this. And he appeals to Yah. He says, "I pray, let me cross over and see the good land beyond the Jordan. Those pleasant mountains in Lebanon." Y'all didn't know Lebanon far by land. The people of the land that they call Lebanon, that was part of our inheritance. You know, that's where the kings went to vacation, in Lebanon by the seaside. You didn't know that. Now, if you didn't know, now you know. But Yah was angry with me.
Yah, so?
Yes.
Moses was really trying to butter up Yah to let him in the land, wasn't he?
You better believe it. I can't knock Moses, man. I'd have been saying the same. I can't knock the brother.
This is the sweetest plea that Moses put forth to the Most High in all his writings.
Certainly did, brother. Certainly did. But, you know, Yah ain't nothing to play with. And Yah is always in a teaching moment. And, you know, and y'all know how much Elohim loved him some Moses. But Elohim has to have teaching moments to let people know, ain't there one of y'all special? What I tell you to do, you do what I tell you, how I tell you, when I tell you. Don't ask me no question about it. And the case in point, when Elohim told Moses to go speak to the rock, we got the brother so worked up with our rebellious ways, so you can't let Israel get you off point. See, they got brother Moses off point, and he was angry. You can't act out of anger. And it's acting out of anger is not conducive for what the Most High needs. He didn't need that anger. And he said, "Moses, go speak to the rock and let the water come forth and so the nation can refresh itself." We, on the other hand, caused Moses to get angry. And Moses acted out of character. Moses don't need no angry brothers and sisters acting out of character. You got to keep your anger in check. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. And it wrecked Moses. But that being said, the Most High can't go back on what he said. I know he loved him some Moses. You know it too by virtue of our studies. But think about this for yourselves. Moses was a friend of Yah. Yah loved him some Moses. Moses was a humble brother. Yah loved him some Moses. But Yah don't need you on point some of the time, half the time, part of the time. Yah needs you on point all of the time. Wholly connected with Yah and dependent upon him. So you'll follow instructions, which caused Moses to not enter the land. And that goes to show, if he loved Moses that much and he stopped him from entering Canaan, what you think he'll do for you? This is a teaching moment. Don't play with Yah.
It shows the flaws in our people. Mm-hmm. We don't respect, love, and honor our leaders.
Right.
Job Moshe to the point where he lost his blessings And is that fair to him after what he did for our people?
Exactly.
It's not fair to him that he lost his blessing. He did all he could. Matter of fact, he saved them 3 times from being destroyed.
Exactly.
But they pushed him to the brink, and our people will do that. Our people will push you to the brink where your emotions get in the way, your anger takes over, and sometimes you can't control anger, and you'll lose out and regret the thing that you did. You never want to do that. So it's good to learn to control your emotions, especially your anger. It's too much anger in the streets of America. That's why people are getting shot down in the streets every day. Over minor things, like traffic incident. Somebody took your parking spot, so you're going to kill them. And that's what people do. They can't control their anger.
Exactly. And you're so right, Cadrio. Y'all better take an ex-fool's advice. Okay? Do not let your anger get the best of you. Always keep your anger in check. Don't be controlled by your anger. Control your anger. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Thank you, Cadrio. In conclusion, in this matter, he tells them, the nation, but Yah was angry with me on your account and would not listen to me. So Yah said to me, enough of that. Like Cadrio said, ooh-wee. When Yah tired of hearing you talking, he tired of hearing you talking. Yah said, in so many words, I said what I said, and I meant what I said. And I'm not going back. Enough of that talk, Moses.
So and Moses was somebody who could talk to Yah face to face. He's like, nah, don't come to me with that. No more. I already made my decision.
Yah don't play. Now, you play with yourself all you want. Yah don't play, people. And he told Moses, no one said, enough of that. Enough of that. Speak no more to me of the matter. Go up to the top of Mount Pisgah. Lift your eyes toward the west, the north, and the south, and the east. Behold it with your eyes, for you shall not cross over the Jordan. But command Yahshua, encourage him, strengthen him, for he shall go over before this people. He shall cause them to inherit the land which you will see. So we stayed in the valley opposite Burra. As Cadrio said, woo-wee. Y'all ain't nothing to play with, people. Cadrio, what say you, brother? You have the mic.
So at least he got to one side of the Jordan, right? And saw the rest of the land.
Right.
Most of us wish we could have seen what Moses has seen and experienced. With the prophet Moshe experienced. And he saw beyond what they were doing going into the land with Joshua. Moshe saw all the way up to us going into captivity. So him physically going over the Jordan didn't limit his vision as to what he saw, because he saw more than most. He saw beyond the kings of Israel, the judges of Israel. He saw that we were going to captivity by ship. So Moshe saw a lot. And his personal relationship with Yah, these important things that Yah commands us to do that we must do. And in that heat of the moment, Moses didn't do it. And in spite of the personal relationship that he had with the Most High said, nah, I got to stop it right here because you didn't give me the glory in that day when I commanded you to give me the glory. So Yah's glory is due to him each and every time because he looks out for us in all our situations. No matter how great and mighty the enemy might be, the Most High gives us all for us, and he expects the same in return. It ain't like Teddy Pendergrass song, what do you say? 70, 30, 50, 40, 50, 50 love? No. Yeah, I want 100%.
Holy.
100, 100. Holy. Ain't no 50-50 thing with Yah, okay?
Holy.
Ain't no 70, 30, 60, 40. Yeah, I want 100.
Holy.
Because he gives 100. Huh?
Holy, holy.
Totally, holy, everything with all. Don't hold back on Yah because he'll hold back on you. You ain't listening to me, I'm not listening to you, because that's the sweetest plea that Moshe could have made. I beg you, Yah. I beg you. At this time, saying, Yah, I have begun to know now your servants, your greatness. He buttering Yah up. I know your greatness now, Yah. I made a mistake. And your strong hand. For Elohim, what Elohim is there in heaven that can do works like yours? You know nobody like you, Yah. And mighty acts like yours. Moshe was really buttering Yah up. Please let me go oversee the good land that's beyond the Jordan, that fine mountain in Lebanon. That's enough. That's enough, Moshe. Don't bring yourself up no more. It's done. Forget about it. Forget about it. I'm not gone. And we don't ever want Yah to say, don't speak of this matter no more to me. You are not going over. Because that means it's doomsday for you, bro. You ain't making it to the promised land. You do not want to hear those words from Yah. Right? So we better be on the good foot and do what Yah's commanding us to do. All praises. Hallelujah.
All praises. Hallelujah. Thank you very much, Brother Cottrell. Thank you very much, fellow students. Cottrell is going to complete the last segment of study, and we're going to bring people on. I see Sister Favoya is on. We're going to bring people on that has something to say and speak and has something to share. Brother Cottrell, the segment of study you're about to share with us is in Psalms, one and the same. It's by our favorite king. Don't you know it? Yah, the defense of his people. Hey, man, isn't this synchronized? Hold on. Wait just a minute. Wait. Hold on. He took care of the 9.5 tribes going into the Jordan, and they got theirs from big old giants. And it says, Yah, the defense of his people. No, not your BB gun. No, not your slingshot. No, not your charismatic leader. Yah, the defense of his people. Praise Yah. Chapter 124, our favorite king, King Dawood. Cottrell.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we always talk about how synchronized these chapters are. We didn't plan this, did we, Yamson?
No, we did not, brother. We never do.
So the chapter you read about is how Yah defends us against all these great and mighty nations that's greater than us. And the portion you're about to read reinforces that, because Yah wants us to know why we should not have fear. And who better to tell us than our king, King David. Praise Yah. Psalms 124. If it had not been who's on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been Yah who's on our side when men rose up against us. You remember the main ingredient, Yamsa?
Yeah. Everybody plays the fool sometimes.
I'm not talking about that song.
Oh, okay.
How about the one rolling down the mountainside?
Oh, okay. All right.
We're not stones rolling down the mountainside. We got strength. We got life. Because God is on our side. God is on our side. God is on our side. God is on our side.
Praise Yah.
If it had not been Yah who was on our side when men rose up against us, just like now. If don't be for the Most High is on our side, these people would have killed us a long time ago. They already got rid of the Mohawk, the Cheyenne, the Seminole, the Blackfoot, the Cheyenne, the Inca, the Maya, the Aztec. We don't see them today. Had not Yah been on our side, we would not be here today.
For they
would have swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Are these people still angry, hateful towards us?
You better believe it.
And why? Why?
They hate us without a cause. That's the only reason.
Borders, that's right. Without a cause. Rebel without a cause.
Exactly.
That's what they are. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The streams had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Because that's what they want to take. They want to take our souls.
Exactly.
And all kinds of sorcery and witchcraft and demonology. They want to take us to the dark side.
There's a lot of that going on around here.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of that, my brother.
We the sons of light and the daughters of Zion. So trust me, you have to stand strong with Yah, because Yah is on our side. And what's the title of this chapter? Yah fights our battles for us, both spiritually, mentally, and physically, on all fronts. All right? Y'all got it?
Exactly.
Bless Yah. You got to bless the Most High, because he blesses us. It's
bless
Yah. Bless Yah, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Everything.
Bless Yah.
Blessed be Yah, who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. That's why we're here, talking on the Real Talk, Real People show. Can you imagine us doing this back in the 1800s? It wouldn't have happened. It wouldn't have happened without you. Ooh, without you. Yeah, without Yah, we wouldn't even be here, man. These people hate us with a passion. For no reason. We would be prey to their teeth because they love war. They're fighting war today. Right?
When have they ever stopped?
They have not stopped.
Ever since
George Washington.
Revolutionary War. So-called Revolutionary War. Ever since so-called Civil War, like they were sitting on the battlefield being civil, drinking tea, and slapping each other with their gloves. I dare you. I dare you. It was not civil. They like to rename stuff, too. Civil War. Go ahead, Carson.
So, what are we dealing with here? We're dealing with a greater war. We're dealing with the sons of light versus the sons of darkness. And sometimes the sons of light slip up and slide to the sons of darkness side. And that's a big mistake. Because being a son of light, you ain't got to worry about a thing. Because we just read it tonight, Yah fights our battles for us, and he reinforces it with both of these chapters, right? So
exactly.
We're fighting to preserve our souls. And King David is always on that topic, right? He's fighting
exactly.
for his soul and the soul of our people. And he constantly reminds us about our soul. We take it lightly. We just read, our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. That saying right there has so much weight, we don't even understand it. We think it's our simple life, but he's talking about the soul that Yah preserves and restores and brings that back into the forever. He said, our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken. Doesn't matter what kind of traps they set for us. We are going to escape. Why? Because our help is in the name of Yah, who made heaven and earth. And anything that's in the heaven and earth, Yah can resolve. Even the traps of men. So the traps that they set for us to take our soul, we can escape like birds out of the snare of a fowler. As long as Yah is your help and you know that Yah is on our side. That's what we have to say. If it had not been Yah who was on our side, now may Israel say. You got to say it. Put it in the ethos. If it had not been Yah who was on our side, when men rose up against us, they would have swallowed us up and put us away and took our soul and kicked the dust and forgot all about us. Because that's what they really want to do. That's what they really want to do. But they can't do it. Can't do it. Blessed be Yah, who has not given us a prey to their teeth. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, who has loving kindness and his tender mercy and the covenant that he made with our fathers that is everlasting. You can't break everlasting. Praise Yah.
Bless Yah, Katriel. Praise Yah. Thank you, Katriel. Well, we've come to the conclusion of our studies. And now the mic shall be open. I think Sister Bavoria had her hand up throughout the duration. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on Sister Bavoria. May the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
All right. Shalom, y'all.
Shalom,
sis.
Yeah, when I had left the show last time, you were both of y'all are so right. Like we said, when God is not playing, see, that's how he had talked to me the other day. Y'all saw my voice. But that's how he talked to me the other day. And I had to fast and pray to make my spirit more stronger. You know, because that's what because you know we can't give up. You know, because right now I'm all about pushing. So I had to do that and get my spirit more stronger. You know, and ever since then, me and my boys, like, I'm feeling great right now. So everything that y'all you saying, it was something that you said, Elsa, y'all too, that it was like it's so true. It is really so true. So I was able to come back here because I wanted to come yesterday, but it wasn't the most I say one time because I listened to everything he said, you know, and I do want to make it to that land, you know, and right now I'm not, and then we do have to control, you know, like the anger parts and stuff like that, because that part right there is so true. That's why I have to, you know, fast and pray and get my energy up, you know, so when I come back, like now, I can be more strong because we are literally in a battle, like a literal battle. So,
no doubt.
And y'all saw my voice is just, I don't know why I done that at night. But right. other than that, everything y'all talked about, because I know that's the most high finishing dealing with me, talk with me. Because a lot of people don't know how he deal with, like how he really talked to me, the same way with y'all, how y'all did it. Like, you know, get up. You know, it's a voice that sound loud and clear, but you can hear it, but you can't hear it, you know, because you know when the Most High talks to you, you know, and that's when, you know, it was okay today for me to come on, because I got, you know, you're right, we can't put our emotion, our anger, nothing up in us, because right now we got to concentrate on the Most High, yeah, and, you know, and our soul, and, you know, we got to have love, because we can't do this without no love, you know, because if we just always bickering and look at, you know, me mugging people, and, you know, it's that's distracting us. Feel me? So I thank God that, you know, I feel really empowered, to tell you the truth. I really feel empowered. So other than that, it's good to hear from y'all. It really is. I would be telling it every day. Because I had to get my spiritual strength up, my spiritual voice. So I'm doing great, doing fine. So that's it, y'all. Shalom. All praise to the Most High, yeah?
All praises. And tell your sons, yes. And tell your sons we say hello, okay?
Oh, yes, sir. They doing great now. Because after we did that fasting and praying, it was just like a darkness. Like, I don't know what it was. It was like a stronghold, a dark, like it was heavy. But last night, I was praying. I was standing sleeping in the living room and praying over the room, too. So now, you know, you could tell because you could feel the presence of it, you know, and it's just like a breath of fresh air because, you know, you have to call on the Most High for everything, you know, because we can't do this by ourselves. It's a lot of people think they can just do this by themselves, and sometimes a lot of people got to really look and evaluate, like, well, who we doing this for, you know what I mean? Like, who we doing this for instead of, you know, like with this competition stuff. And I'm just finding out what happened to, what that was, Maui?
Mm-hmm.
With that storm and stuff? Yeah, I'm just finding it out, too. So it's really real, you know? And that spiritual thingy, that's really after your sons and stuff like that, that's why I'm going extra hand for the Most High. I'm going really hard. So, and it's going to take more, it's going to take a lot to stop me because, you know, I'm not going to stop. But it's good to hear from y'all because I'll be needing that strength.
Praise God.
Yes. All praises.
All praises. Cadre,
yes, sir.
Any response to Sister Pavoya?
I say all praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who truly loves his people, his sons, and his daughters. And we have to learn how to reconnect, as did our ancient fathers, King David, Moshe, how to communicate and approach our Creator. Because you can't just approach him any old way. It takes discipline and instruction. We have to be instructed. We have to be wise. Because wisdom is our mother, and she guides us in the way to life in approaching the Most High. So that's why we're here on a regular basis, studying Yah's words, studying wisdom, studying the words of our King, King David, King Solomon, in order to build a better relationship with our Creator. Because as we've seen in the chapter tonight that Brother Yamsuf Ari read, the slightest thing can cause you to lose your blessing. And
exactly.
Be sure that Moshe loved his people. He loved Jah. He made that one little mistake. He struck the rock. Imagine speaking to the rock and water comes out. Jah told him to talk to the rock and the rock going to yield water. That would have been a sight to behold. Imagine that, right? He just told the rock, "Rock, my people need water. Bring forth the water that Jah says within you." And that rock would have brought forth water. But Moshe knew that there was water in that rock, and he just struck it. Boom. Forget about talking to you. I'm going to just smack you. But that's what anger would do. That's what anger would do. I'm sure the people, our people, we have a way of making each other angry, don't we?
Yes.
We know how to push those buttons. We know how to push those buttons. And they push Moses' button.
And all of us are duty bound and morally obligated to keep the peace. All of us. Not only you, anybody else. And if they're not keeping the peace, sometimes you got to do a Michael Jackson moonwalk on.
Yeah.
Or do what Moses did. Pray for the people. Because the Most High was about to destroy them three times. Moshe said, "No, I know you angry, but please, the people are going to say you just brought them out here to kill them. Don't do that, please." So he's pleading for the people. Did the people really plead for Moshe? "Yeah, we know we messed up. We made Moshe mad. Please let him go in the land with us because we need him." Mm-hmm. Nah, they didn't do that for Moses. Mm-hmm. Moses did it for himself. He shouldn't have been driven to that point at all.
Exactly.
Because he deserved better. We only appreciate our leaders when they die, right?
Sad but true.
Yep.
Thank you,
I'm glad y'all told me that story, y'all. Because I've been needing to hear stuff like that, but that goes to show you. It doesn't matter who you is or, if you mess up like that one little slip up. I don't want that to happen to me, y'all. I don't. Because I got to stay on the right path, and I do not want to be led astray. So before I let that happen, I'm a isolate, meditate, fast and pray, because that's how I get my spiritual strength, you know?
Right. You got to stop yourself.
What's his name? Did y'all say start with an M?
Mose.
Yeah, it's my first time hearing that.
Right.
Yeah, they're going to show you that if you slip on, the Most High, we can't let nobody distract us. That's where I'm at right now. I can't do it.
So the same information that you're receiving, Micah and Luke should be receiving it at the same time.
Yes.
Exactly.
Because they need to know early and often about their ancestors, their history, their roots, where they come from. Because anybody else going to teach them.
Exactly.
Y'all gonna hear him on the phone all.
Okay.
Sure is.
All right. Well,
so we love them. They are brothers. We're looking out for everybody.
Oh, yeah. Y'all gonna hear them? Y'all being, y'all can teach them. I'm sorry.
Luca, Mike. Shalom. How y'all doing?
No. They ain't on the phone now.
They did not talk to
I didn't have a plan, but tomorrow I will have them on the phone because men can teach boys move better. So that's why I'm at now, too.
Okay.
So, they're going to be on the list.
They may have questions, too. So they need to listen.
Yes.
They got questions. Let them ask questions.
Right.
They need the answers. All right?
Yeah.
Right. Don't hold them back from asking questions.
Oh, I promise you I'm not. Sure ain't. So they're going to believe me one day. I have to teach them that.
Right. Sister Boyd, it's good to hear you, boy. Brother Cottrell.
Oh, yeah, good to hear from y'all, too.
Thank you, sister. Cottrell, it's always good to hear your voice.
Praise God.
Praise God. Thank you, brother. Bless y'all and bless his holy name. That all my soul and all that is within me, bless and praise his holy name. We love y'all out there in student land. May the Most High continue to direct and order your steps. Let his footsteps be your pathway, which virtue is his word. and his words alone. We love you. May the Most High bless y'all. Cartrell?
I'm afraid.
Cartrell?
Yes, sir. We love y'all, Israel, family of the earth. Let's get in line with Yah so we can see his glory. And the future is ours to behold. Everlasting is everlasting. We'll be a part of it.
And I know Cartrell's going to like this song. We grew up with this. You don't have to be. You just got to look for love in the right place. Praise Yah and bless his holy name.
Hey, say, wait a minute. Where are you going with that suitcase? Hey, wait a minute. Listen. All right, well, you don't have to answer.